Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Aleph, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Amid Beis, Mutter, Adam, V'chulu. So we're in the middle of a sugya that discusses a very important foundational halacha in the Sechtes Yevamos, and that is the halacha of Kroivos Chalutzasa. Chazal is saying that if a Yavan does Chalitza with a Yevama, that he be usher to marry any one of her Kroivos. The truth is, it's a very big chiddush. Midai Raisa, there's no connection between a Yavam and a Yavama in the event that the Yavam did Chalitza to the Yavama. If that's the case, there's no reason that there should be an Isser between the Yavam and the Yavama's Kroivos. Stating that, the Chachamim said that all the Kroivos of the Chalutza of the Yavama are going to be also to the Chalitz. And the reason is in line with a very general perception that Chazal had of a Chalutza, and that is they felt that a Chalutza really mirrors a Grusha. What's Gerishin? It terminates a marriage. What's Chalitza? It terminates an Ishus, a Zika. And they felt that it was very easy to confuse and to mistake a chalutza with a grusha. And therefore, they said that in certain respects, we want a chalutza to have dinim of a grusha. The most notable application of this principle was the fact that Chazal were mesakein, that just like a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, so to a kohen shouldn't be able to be married to a chalutza. In that same vein, Chazal said that just like a person is usher in the kroivos of his grusha, meaning a person is not allowed to marry the kroivos of his wife. Even if he divorces his wife, those isurei kroivos, those arayas, survive the divorce. So too, Chazal said, the halach should be that way for a chalutza, that a person should be usher in the kroivos of his chalutza. And that was the topic of the Mishnah, discussed different halachas related to the isur of kroivos chalutzasai. One of the halachas that the Mishnah said, at the very, very end of the Mishnah, was that mutter adam bekroivas tsaras chalutzasai. Although a Yavam is not allowed to marry the kroivos of the Yavama that he did chalitza to. However, what would be if two Yavamas, two tsaras would fall evil? So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies. He leaves over not just one wife. He leaves over two wives. And then Shimon does chalitza to one of the wives. So Shimon is ushered to all the kroivos of the wife of Reuven that he did chalitza to. However, the tsara, the other Yavama, her kroivos, he's not going to be ushered to. And Pashup Shad is because she's not a chalutza. Although she was a Yavama, and in theory, if Shimon wanted, maybe he could have done chalitza to her, but he didn't do chalitza to her. It's only the chalutza herself whose kroivos were included in this takana of Chazal. However, the tsara, her kroivos are not going to be included. And the truth is that if you think about this halacha, it's really a chiddush. And the reason it's a chiddush is in line with a machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish that the Gemara discussed briefly earlier in the Masechta, another very foundational machloikis in Masechtas Yevamos. And that was, we know that in the event that there's more than one Yavam, or there's more than one Yavama, so it's not just Reuven and Shimon, it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven didn't just have one wife, he had two wives. The halach is, as long as one Yavam does either Yibum or Chalitza to one Yavama, that's enough to pater all the Yavamin and all the Yavamas. Stating that, there was a machloikis Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish in Lomdis how that worked. Now let's focus on Chalitza, because our sugya is going to discuss Chalitza. According to Reish Lakish, if one of the Yavamim does Chalitza to one of the Yavamis, the Chalitza is considered to have happened between that Yavam and that Yavam. Stating that, there's a din in Hilchas Yavamis that says that as long as one Yavam does Chalitza to one Yavama, that's enough for all the Yavamin and all the Yavamos to now be pater from the Yibum, and they're free to marry anyone that they want to marry. Rabbi Yochanan understood a little bit differently. Rabbi Yochanan understood that when a Yavam does Chalitza to a Yavama, the way we look at it is that it's not just the Yavam that did the Chalitza that's doing the Chalitza, but really all the Yavamin are doing the Chalitza. And it's not just the woman that was part of the Chalitza, that Yavama that was part of the Chalitza, but really all the Yavamas are part of the Chalitza. How so? It works with the parasha of Shlichos. The one Yavam that does the Chalitza is acting as a Shliach, Shluchai Shel Adam Kamoisai, so it's as if all the Yavamin did Chalitza. And the one Yavama that receives the Chalitza, it's as if she was acting as a Shliach on behalf of all the other Yavamas, and it's as if all the Yavamas did Chalitza. So everybody agrees that once one Yavam does chalitza to one Yavama, everyone is going to be exempt from Yavamas. The question is, along this, how does it work? According to Reish Lakish, it's only the chalitza and the chalitza that engaged in the chalitza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody engaged in chalitza. Now, the primary nafkamina, and the nafkamina that was discussed earlier in the Masechta, on the Afyura Medbeis, was with regards to the loisase in the Torah of kivan shaleibana shuv lo yivna. And that is, there's a lav in the Torah, the Ramban, we spoke about this early in the Masechta, lists it as one of the loisaseis of the Tayag Mitzvahs that says that once a Yavam does chalitza to a Yavama, there's now a loisase in the Torah of kivan shalevana shuvla yivna, this Yavam is never allowed to marry this Yavama again. Now, the truth is that usually a lav is a chumrah. Right? Usually the Torah says you can't do something. Had the Torah not said that, you would have thought you could do it. This lav is actually very, very ironic, because this lav is not coming to be machmer. This lav is actually coming to be mekel. Because really, had there not been a loisase of kivin shalebana shuvla yivna, it's poshet that it would have been aser for the choleitz to marry the chalutza. In fact, it wouldn't just be a lav, it would be a chayvei krisos. Because we would say that as soon as the chalitza happens, the iser eish hasach comes back, it's chayzev and eir, and if that's the case, not only would there be an isser between the chayletz and the chalutza, but the isser would be an isser of chayvei krisos. Kamash malon, that once there's a chalitza done, the isser eish hasach remains removed, and there's only a loisaseh of kivan shaleibana shuvla yivna. So the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was, what would happen if one of the other yavamin would marry the chalutza? Or what would be if this yavam would marry one of the other tzaris? Would there be a chayvei krisos, or would there be a loisaseh? Reish Lakish said there would be a chayvei krisos. Only the chaylitz and the chalutza have the lav of kivan shaleibana shuvla yivna. The other yavamin and the other yavamis, they never did chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan says no, that when one brother does chalitza, it's as if all the brothers did chalitza. And when one yavama does chalitza, it's as if all the yavamis did chalitza because of shlichos. So if that's the case, they all have the lav of kima chalebana shuvla yivna, and as a result, they're all not going to be included in the chayvei krisos. All they're going to have is a lav. That was the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What does it have to do with our sugya? And why is the Gemara going to discuss it right now? It's because at first glance, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that when one Yavam does chalitza with one Yavam, it's as if all the Yavamim and all the Yavamas did chalitza, and that's why they only have lavin and they don't have a chayvei krisos. So there'd be a starkim makim to argue that when Chazal were misaking the iser of krevas chalutzasa, it shouldn't just be for the chalutza, but it should be for all the tzaras. It should be for all the Yavamas. Because it's not just the chalutza that received chalitza, it's really all the yavamas that received chalitza. Thus says Bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, that when the chalitza is done, it's only done between the chalitza and the chalutza. So there's one chalutza. If there's one chalutza, only her krivas are going to be aser. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that when one yavama receives chalitza, it's as if all the yavamas received chalitza, albeit through shlichos. So if that's the case, it would seem very reasonable to say that the takan of krivas chalutza shouldn't only apply to the chalutza, but really it should apply to all the tzaras. Yet the Mishnah said, "Mutter Adam bekroivas tzaras chalutzasai," that the Yavam is allowed to marry the kariv of the tzaras chalutza, of the Yavama that did not receive chalitza. And if that's the case, at first glance, this Mishnah would seem to be a starker right to Reish Lakish and a starker kashin Rabbi Yochanan. We just spoke out the Gemara kamat balpeh. Now we'll see it quickly inside, and it's really on that theme that the Gemara begins. So Mutter Adam v'chulo. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel. Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna said in the name of the great Shmuel, Haba Tzaras Chalutza, if someone is ba on the Tzaras Chalutza, meaning a Yavam did Chalitza to one of the Yavamas, and then he was ba on her Tzara, one of the Yavamas that he didn't do Chalitza to, Havlad Mamzer. The halach is, if a child was born from that Bia, it's going to be a Mamzer, which is another way of saying that there's going to be an Isser Eish Hasach, which is another way of saying that it's not a Loisaseh of Kivin Shalebana Shuvla Yivne on the Tzaras Chalutza. The Chalutza is only a Lav, Kivin Shalebana Shuvla Yivne. But as it relates to the Tzara, there's going to be a regular Chayvei Krisos. My time, and what's the reason? Bisurei Kaima. Because really, every Yavam is an Eish Hasach. There's a Heter Eish Hasach to do Yivim V'Chalitza. Once there was Chalitza done with one of the Yavama, so the Isser Eish Hasach returns to the other Yavama, and as a result, if a child would be born, there'd be a Vlad Manzer. Whose Shita is this? This is Reish Lakish's Shita. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Afanan Amitanino, L'chur, we have arrived from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mutter Adam Kreva Saras Chalutzasoi. A person, even though it's Aser in the Krevas of his Chalutza, but the Krevas of Tsaras Chalutzasoi is Mutter. So he said, Iyam Bishlam Tsara Avroi. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that the Tzara is on the outside, meaning she's not included in the Chalitza. When the Chalitza is done, it's only done to the Chalutza. It's not done to the Tzara. Mishum Hachi Mutter Bachoisa. That's why the Yavam is Mutter Bachoisa. Because Chazal Omer Sakin, they said that there's an Isser on the Kroivos of the Chalutza. The Tzara is not a Chalutza. Eli, I'm a Tzara Chalutza Dami. But if you're going to tell me that the Tzara is really like the Chalutza, am I Mutter? Why is she Mutter? L'chura, the takana of Kroivos Chalutza, so it should apply to the Tzara as well. Elamai from the Mishnah, that says that there is no Isser on Kroivos Tzara's Chalutza, so that's a raya that when you do Chalitza, you're only doing Chalitza with the Chalutza. But the Tzara doesn't have Chalitza. If the Tzara doesn't have Chalitza, so she doesn't now have the lav of Kivin Shalabana Shuvla Yivna. Rather, be Surei Kaima, like the Gemara said, she has her Isser Eishasach, and if that's the case, then it's a raya to the Shita of Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel, which we also know as the Shita of Reish Lakish. And if that's the case, Frank the Gemara, Lemeti Avet Tufti de Rabbi Yochanan, is this a Tufti Rabbi Yochanan Amar who said, Bein Hu, Bein Ach, inside the Yavim, inside the other Yavim, Ein Chayavim, Loya La Chalutza Karas, Vloya Tzorasa Karas, then Achayiv, not for the Chalutza Karas, not for any of the Tzorasa Karas, all they have is Kivin Shalaybana, Shuvla Yivna, why? Because we say Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai for the Yavim and for the Yavim. In other words, this was a roundabout way of asking the Kasha that we spoke out in the introduction to the Daf, and that is Lechura from the fact that Chazal weren't Masakin Kroivas Tzaras Chalutzas, that would seem to be a raya to Reish Lakish that only the Chalutza herself is the Chalutza, but everybody else is not a Chalutza. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Amalek Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon is going to tell you, Vitizbra, let me ask you a question. Achis Chalutza de Raiso? Is Achis Chalutza Nisa de Raiso? Vom Reish Lakish said, we spoke this out many times, Kan Shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught Achis Gerusha Medivrei Torah, the fact that a man is usher in his wife, that he divorced sister, that's an Issa Deraisa, that's a regular Achis Isha, or by Achis Chalutza Midivrei Seifrim. But an Achis Chalutza is only Midivrei Seifrim. So being that all this is an Issa Derabanan, so therefore you can be Mechalik between the Chalutza and between the Tzaras. Meaning, when you do Chalitza with one Yavamah, really Chalitza is being done with all the Yavamah. And all the Yavamos. And if that's the case, just like you have Kroivos Chalutzas, so you should have Kroivos Tzaras Chalutzas. But being that all it is an Issa Derabanan, so therefore, no. Meaning, as it relates to the Lav Deiraisa of Kivin Shalaybana Shuvla Yivna, so if it works with Shlichus, they're all Chalutzas, they're all going to have the Lav, and they're all not going to have the Issa Reishasach. However, as it relates to the Issa Derabanan, you can differentiate. Zok the Gemara, Maishna Hai U Maishna Hai. And the truth is, there's a major machloikis Rishonim had to understand from here until the Mishnah. We're going to learn the Gemara, not the way Rashi learns the Gemara, but rather the way Tosfos and many of the Rishonim learned the Gemara. It seems there were different Gersayas, and the Rishonim seemed to think that their Gersa was the Iker Gersa. So, although usually we're Mefarish, Pashup Shan in the Gemara, Peshitas Rashi, here we're going to be Mefarish the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, which is also the simpler Pshan, and that is, for the Gemara, at the end of the day, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not just the Chalutza that got Chalitza, but really all the Yavamis got Chalitza. So why were Chazal only Mesakin Kroivas Chalutzasa, not Kroivas Tzaras Chalutzasa? Meaning, I understand the Rabbanon have an ability to do whatever they want. The whole Issa is an Issa the Rabbanon. I think that the whole Issa is an Issa the Rabbanon. So, nu, for a Takana. So the Hey Mamru, the Hey Mamru, I got it. But at the same time, why? Maishnahai and Maishnahai. At the end of the day, they're all Chalutzas. So the Gemara says, no, it makes sense. Hai da Azla, Bahadal, Beidina, Gazbu, Rabban. The Chalutza that was physically in Bezdin. So the other Rabban were Geyser. What does that mean? The Yavama that was in Bezdin, she looks like the Grusha. She's the one that was involved in the Chalutza. So the other Rabban were Geyser. Abahai, the Loy, Azla, Bahadal, Beidina. But the other Chalutza that was, the other Tzara that wasn't in Bezdin, she never went to court. The Tzara's usually didn't go to Bezdin. It was only the Chalutza herself that went to Bezdin. It's like Gazav Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't feel that it was necessary to go ahead and to make a Gzeira. So the next mission is going to continue on this note. It's going to continue to discuss the halachos of Kroivas Chalutzasai, a real Yavamis Amid. Zokt. If someone does Chalitza, it is Yavam. And then the Chalitz, his brother, married the sister of the Chalutza. Vames. And then the brother died. In other words, a person's achos chalutzasai fell to yivam. Again, a person did chalitza to a yivam. Then the chalitza's brother married the chalutza's sister. He died, left over no children, so that the chalutza's sister just fell to yivam to the chalitza. So what's the halacha? Okay, that's his flame, Mr. Bemis. The chalitz does chalitza, he doesn't do yivam. Why can't he do yivam? Because the yivam is an achos chalutzasai. Midrabanon, he's not supposed to marry her. As a result, he doesn't do Yibam. However, Midrairaisa, she certainly falls to Yibam. She's not an Achisisha, she's just an Achis Chalutza. And therefore, you have to do something. So, when you can't marry her, but you have to do something, what do? throughout your vomit, you always do chalitza. And that's what the Mishnah says. Chalitza's for loyimus yabem. Svechein, the same halachas true. Hamigarish is ishtoi. If somebody would divorce his wife, so meaning a man was married, he divorced his wife. Venasa achavas achoisa. And then his brother married her sister, umes, and died, left over no children. So now, this man's wife that he divorced, sister falls liyibum. Harezu p'tur, the halach is she's going to be pater from yibum and chalitza. And here it's not midrabanon because of achis chalutza. So here it's midrayraisa because of achis ishtai. Because achis gerusha is the same as a regular achis isha. It's an erev midrayraisa, and therefore it's a regular achis isha that's falling liyibum. This is the first halach in the masechta, and therefore harezu p'tur. Zok to mishnah vayta. Shemeres yavam shekideish achiv es achisa. So, in this case of the Mishnah, which again is another classic case, it's a case that we've seen already previously in the Masechta, there was not two brothers, there were three brothers. There was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven died, left over no children, so that Reuven's wife just fell a Yibum to Shimon and Levi. Shimon goes, and Shimon marries the Yevama's sister. Once he marries the Yevama's sister, he's no longer allowed to be Miyabein Reuven's wife, because now she just became Achiz Ishtai. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Amar, Neimar Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, was said, we tell Shimon Hamtein, don't marry her. Meaning he did Kedushin, but don't do Nesuin, Achayaso Achicha Maiso, until your brother Levi is going to do either Yibam v'Chalitza. Chalatz lo Achiv, Oikin. So if Levi does either Chalitza or Yibam, then the Allah is Yichnois, as Ishtai, then Shimon's allowed to marry his wife. Meso HaYevama, what happens if the Yevama dies? Yichnois as Ishtai. Then Shimon's allowed to marry his wife. Meis Yavam, if Levi dies, then Yotzi es Ishtoi, then he has an obligation to divorce his wife, beget with a get, the Isha Zacha b'chalitza, and the Yavama, Reuven's wife, he's going to have to give chalitza to him. So we'll see what the Mishnah means when we learn the Gemara. But let's first focus on the Reish of the Mishnah, and then we're very much going to go into the second part of the Mishnah. So the Reish of the Mishnah said, the halacha, that if an achis chalitza fools the Yibum, the Allah is Chaylatzes Falei Mesiabemes. And then the Mishnah said, V'chein, if an Achis Gerusha fools the Yibum, Harei Zubtur. Now, what's the difference between an Achis Chalutza and Achis Gerusha? We know the difference. Achis Chalutza is only an Erev Midrabanan. Achis Gerusha is an Erev Midrabanan. If an Erev Midrabanan fools the Yibum, Chaylatzes Falei Mesiabemes, that's easy. If an Erev Midrabanan fools the Yibum, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. That's also easy. Regardless, the Mishnah said the halacha of an achis chalutza, that's chaylatzes v'leim yisyabemes, and an achis gerusha, where the halacha is, harei zubtur. The Gemara has one technical question. My v'chein. Usually you use the word v'chein when you're doubling down, where you're telling me the same halacha tzim tzveitimo. Now, if achis chalutza had the same halacha as achis gerusha, so it would make sense to use the word v'chein. Achis chalutza has this halacha, and achis gerusha also has the same halacha. Problem is, it's different halachas. Achis chalutza is chaylatzes v'leim yisyabemes. And Achiz Gerusha is Potem and Ayyim and V'chalitza. It's afraid the Gemara, my V'chein. And for the Gemara, you're right, it's a good kasha. Eima Avol HaMegarish. Not V'chein, Avol. Meaning, it's not the same halacha, to the contrary. It's an under halacha. Achiz Chalutza is Chaylatz, it's Voimis Yavemis. Achiz Gerusha is Potem from Ayyim and V'chalitza. Omri Shlokish, Shlokish said, commenting on the Mishnah, Kan Shana Rebbe. It's over here, it's regarding this Mishnah that Rebbe said. So we saw this phrase earlier in the Daf. This is the Makar to it. It's regarding this Mishnah. The fact that Rebbe made a distinction between an Achis Chalutza and Achis Gerusha, that Rebbe taught us the following, that Achis Gerusha Medivrei Torah, and Achis Chalutza Medivrei Seifim, that an Achis Gerusha is an Erev Medei Raisa, whereas an Achis Chalutza is only an Erev Medivrei Seifim. And just to speak out the obvious again, that Achis Gerusha Medivrei Torah is a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because why is a person not allowed to marry his wife's sister? Because of the relationship, the ishus that he has with his wife. So there would have been a havamino that if he divorced his wife, so now that ishus was terminated through the sefer krisus, so maybe he should be mutter and his sister. Kamash b'lan achis gerusha is medivrei Torah. However, achis chalutza, that's only the rabbanim. That's why achis chalutza is chaletz tzvei misabemes, achis gerusha, harei zubtur from nibum and from chalitza. So the sefer the Mishnah discussed one of the classic cases in Yevamos. And that is, there was a shemeres yabam that fell even to two brothers. Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, he's always the brother that dies in our daf, dies, leaves over no children. And his wife now falls Yibum to Shimon and to Levi. Either one has the option to do Yibum. Shimon went. He wasn't supposed to. But he went, and he was Mekadesh, Reuven's wife's sister. He just rendered the Yevama, Reuven's wife, into an Achay Sisha. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir said the following psak. Oimrim loy. we tell Shimon, Hamtein, even though you did Kedushin, don't do Nesu'in, until your brother does a Maisa, until he does either Yumin V'chalitz. Now just to understand this a little bit, we learned enough Yuvamis that we should be able to understand this Geschmack. Really, once Shimon does Kedushin with Reuven's wife's sister, Reuven's wife, the Yuvama, becomes an Achis Isha. An Achis Isha doesn't fully Yibam. She's Patim in a Yibam and in a Chalitza. So really at that point, even though Shimon maybe wasn't supposed to do what he did, but L'churi, he should be out of the picture. Because right now, the Yuvama is an Erva. An Erva doesn't fully Yibam and Chalitza. And the truth is, it's Mavur in the Rishonim, Tosfos, earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, that that's really the way it is Midei Raisa. Midei Raisa, as soon as Shimon does Kedushin with Reuven's wife's sister, he's technically Mibachot. He's out of the picture. However, the Rabbanan said, that being that what he did was wrong, we're going to act as if there is a Zika between Reuven's wife and yourself, Shimon. And as a result, you can't do Nisuin, you can't be Ba even on your wife. The reason is because although she's your wife, but she's also Achli Zeku Kasai. And because she's Achli Zeku Kasai, so it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah's sheet is predicated on Yesh Zika. There's an Achli Zekuka, and therefore we tell him, Hamtein, wait, Achiyasa Chicha Maisa. So what does it mean, Achiyasa Chicha Maisa? Going back to the Mishnah, which we read through very quickly, it means Cholatz Loi Achiv, Oy Kinsa, then Yichnais, wait until Levi does other Yibam, the Chalitza. Once that happens, the Zika's gone. Once the Zika's gone, so then you're free to go ahead to do Nisuin. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that what happens if Mesa HaYivama, what would be if the Yivama died, if Reuven's wife would die, Yichnois is Ishtai, says the Mishnah, then it's Pasha that Shimon would be allowed to marry his wife. What's the reason? Because why is Shimon not allowed to marry his wife? Because she's Achai Zikul Kasai, because of the Zika that he has to Reuven's wife. If Reuven's wife dies, so the Zika's gone. If the Zika's gone, then it's going to be Mutter. I just explained it a little bit more, stating the obvious, that Achai's Isha itself, if a person's wife dies, is not an erev anymore. So kal v'chaymer, achay zekuka, if the zekuka dies, it's not going to be a problem. The Mishnah finally said, what happens if Meis Yavam, if the Yavam himself would die? Meaning, what would be if Levi died? So Levi never did Yibam, never did Chalitza. Shimon is married, Bekedushin, to Reuven's wife's sister. So we told him, Hamtein, Achi Asochi Chamaisa. Well, now the brother died. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah said, there's nothing you can do. Yoitzi is Ishta Beget. Shimon's going to have to divorce his wife. He can't marry her because she's Achi Zakuka. The HSAch of the Chalitza. And the HSAch is going to have to do Chalitza. He certainly can't do Yibum with the HSAch because she's a regular Achi Zisha. And as a result, he's going to be stuck. Talk to Gemara. As it relates to Rabbi Yudim and Beseir's Halach, Amar Shmuel said, Halach like a different Rabbi Yudim and Beseir. The Halach is like Rabbi Yudim and Beseir, which the Gemara was Mefarish on Daf Yudches, was Shmuel's way of saying that the Halach is Yesh Zika. If you remember, the Gemara added a knech, afilu b'shtei achen, because Rabbi Yudim HaMaseir's case, by definition, involves more than one brother, more than one yavam, hamtein acheyasa achicha maisa, implying clearly that there's another brother. And still, Rabbi Yudim HaMaseir said, yesh zika, Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yudim HaMaseir. So if that's the case, you see, Shmuel's shita is yesh zika. Machlok is Rabban Shmuel, Rabban's ain't zika, Shmuel is yesh zika. This is the makar to Shmuel's yesh zika from the fact that he said, halacha kedivrei Rabbi Yudim HaMaseir. Zach the Gemara, ibayilu. Mesa ishtoi, mal bivimtoi. What would happen if Shimon's wife died? Would he now be mutter in the Yavama, or would he not be mutter in the Yavama? Meaning, the Gemara seemed to address all the different possibilities as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir's case. So again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven dies, leaves over a Yavama, and Shimon goes and he's Mekadesh Reuven's wife's sister. Technically, the Yavama just became an Achai Zisha. Afal Pikein, Hamtei Machayaso Chicha Maisa. Okay, so if Levi does Chalitza, then Shimon's free to do Nisuin. If Levi does Yibam, Shimon's free to do Nisuin. If the Yavama dies, Shimon's free to do Nisuin. If the Yavam dies, then we have a problem. What happens, and this the Mishnah did not address, if Shimon's wife dies? L'chayr, if Shimon's wife dies, so it comes out that right now there's no reason he should not be able to do Yibam with Reuven's wife. Why couldn't he do Yibam with Reuven's wife? That was easy. That we didn't even have to speak out. She's a regular Achis Isha. But Achis Isha is only an erva as long as the person's wife is alive. Once the person's wife dies, it's not a problem anymore. So says the Gemara, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know, Mesa Ishtei Ma'al B'Yavimtoi. What would be if the wife died? Rav, Rav Chanina, Dami Chavai, Rav, Rav Chanina, both said, Mesa Ishtei Mutter B'Yavimtoi. She's going to be Mutter. Achis Isha's Mutter, once a person's wife dies, this shouldn't be a problem. Shmuel Rav Asi, Dami Chavai, Shmuel Rav Asi, both said, Mesa Ishtei Asa B'Yavimtoi. That if the person's wife dies, still, she's going to be awesome. Omar Rava. Rava said, my time of the Rav. What's Pshana Rav? So it's interesting. Rava begins the analysis of this Machlokes Amiram, not my time of to the Machmirim Shmuel Rav Asi, but rather my time of the Rav. So Rav said, you want to know Pshat and Rav? Mishum Davoy Yevama Shehutter, because this Yevama was Mutter. The Nesra, then she became Aser. The Chazr Vahutcher, she became Mutter again. And Alachas Tachzal Atera Rishon, she goes back to original Heter. In other words, the issue in this case, and the reason the Bnei Yeshiva were not sure, was because although it's true that once a person's wife dies, he's Mutter Ba'achoysa, but in Yevamis, there's Alach of Nesra. And Alach of Nesra states that once a Yevama is Aser, the Yevama is always going to be Aser. And being that when Shimon was Mekadesh, Reuven's wife's sister, so the Yevama, Reuven's wife, became an Achis Isha. See, even if later Shimon's wife dies, L'chura, you would say Nesra. And Rav understood it's Pasha, that's Pshat, in Shmuel and Rav Asi, who both said, Mesa Ishtai, Asa B'Yavimtai. It's because although she's not an Achis Isha anymore, but you know what she is? She's an Eishas Ach. Because the Heter Eishas Ach is only okay if there's no Nesra. But once there's a Nesra, you don't have a Heter Eishas Ach. And it's for that reason she's going to be Aser. If that's the case, my time of the Rav Chanina, why would they both say it's Mutter? So Rav said a Chiddush. Because Rav holds that even though there's something called Nesra, but the only time you say Nesra is if at the moment that the Yevama fell the Yibam, she was already Aser. However, if when the Yevama falls the Yibam, she was Mutter, and then she became Aser, then the halacha is if she becomes Mutter again, it's going to be okay. In other words, the Machlokes Amayuron, whether Mesa Ishtoi Shel Shimon, if now Shimon's allowed to be Miyab and Mesa's Reuven, is totally in whether you say Nesra only if the Yevama was Aser Mishas Nefila LeYibam, or even if she becomes Aser at some later date, even then you're going to say Nesra. Shmuel and Rav Asi held that you always say Nesra, and therefore Mesa Ishtoi Aser B'Yavimtoi. Rav and Rav Chanina said a kula in the world of Nesra, and they said Nesra is only Kol Yevama She'ena Nikoyra B'Bishas Nefila Yevama Yavo Yola. If, however, she became Aser later on, then you're not going to say Nesra. So again, Rav said, my time in the Rav, why does Rav hold she's Mutter? It's because right now she's not an Achris Isha. What do you want to tell me, Nesra? No, when Reuven's wife fell to Yibam, if Shimon wanted, Shimon could have been Menyabim her. Shimon had a problem later when he was Mekadesh, Reuven's sister. But that happened after Amaisa. It was a Shemeres Yobam, Shekidesh Achavas Achaisa. He was Mekadesh, his sister, after the Shemeres Yobam had already fallen to Yibam. So being that at the time that the Shemeres Yobam fell to Yibam, she was Mutter even to Shimon, so for that reason, you're not going to say Nesra. This is the way Rav explained Rav. So again, Rav never explained the Shita. Rav was the one who explained the Shita, and this is the way Rav explained it. So the one says, Masav Rav Hamnuno, Rav Hamnuno asked the Kash on to Rava on his Hezbir and Rav. He said, is that true? You're telling me that you don't say Nesra in the event that the Yevama was Mutter B'Shas Nefila? It's only if the Yevama was Aser B'Shas Nefila you say Nesra. But if Yevama was Mutter at the time of the Nefila, then she became Aser, and then she became Mutter again, you don't say Nesra. I'll ask you a kasha from the following classic Yevamis case. Classic in terms of the intricacy. Gimel Achin, there were three brothers. Bez Nesu and Bez Achas. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters. The Echon Mufna, one was not married to anybody. He was a panui. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Levi's not married to anyone. Meis Echon Mibalei Achayas. If one of the brothers that were married to the sisters died, we'll call him Reuven. For us, but Mufna Maimer. So Shimon had no mitzvah Yibam. Because when Reuven died, his wife was Achay Sishle. She didn't follow Yibam. She felt Yibam to Levi. And Levi did Maimer, which Midei Reis is nothing, but Midei Rabbanon is something. And Chazal viewed it as this quasi-king. After Levi did Maimer, then Shimon died. So when Shimon died, Shimon's wife fell to Yibam, who is the sister of Reuven's wife, who Levi has since done Maimer to. In other words, from Levi's perspective, Achois Mamoroi just fell to Yibam. Or, in other words, Levi is in a situation now where he has two sisters that just fell to Yibam. Reuven's wife, whose Zika is still alive because all Levi did was Maimer, and Shimon's wife, who he didn't do anything to. So there's two sisters that fell to Yibam. So if the case would stop here, we would know the halacha. There's an achri zekuka for each sister. It's the first Mishnah in Arba Achin, and as a result, it's posh, you would end up doing chalitza. But the case continues. After Shimon died, achakach mesa ishtai, achra. Then Shimon's wife died. Now, once Shimon's wife dies, so Reuven's wife, who Levi did Maimer to, is no longer Achaz Kukasa. So at this point, the question is, could you do Yibun? You can argue, yeah. Why? Because although she was an Achaz Kukka for an interim period, that was only when Shimon's wife was alive. But now that Shimon's wife died, so the only Yevama is Reuven's wife, although she's Shimon's wife's sister, but Shimon's wife's not alive anymore. So based on that, she's not Achris Ishtar. So L'chayrim, now he should be able to do Yibum. Right? Levi started doing Yibum. He did Maimer. He's supposed to do Maimer before Yibum. And then all of a sudden, her sister fell a Yibum. Okay, so when her sister fell a Yibum, there was a problem. But now her sister died. So it's not a problem anymore. So what's the halach? It's a braisa. Oysa yevama, chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes. You do chalitza. And you know why you do chalitza? Because of Nesra. Because being that when Shimon's wife was alive and she was a Yavama, she had fallen Yibum to Levi. Levi wasn't allowed to do Yibum with Reuven's wife because she was Nachos Ishtoi through Zika. So she remains a Nachos Ishtoi forever. So if I'm new Nesra, then I don't understand. Tiavaki Yavama Shahutra, Venesra, Vachazra, Vachutra, Taxala, Terra, Rishnoin. Meaning it's true there's a Nesra. But Reuven's wife was Mutra at one point to Levi. Because when Reuven died and Shimon was still alive and Shimon's wife was still alive, right? Originally when Reuven died, so Reuven's wife fell Yibum to Levi. So this Yavama was Mutra. Then Shimon died. So that Shimon's wife, who was Reuven's wife's sister, fell Yibum. So then Reuven's wife became Masa Mishum Achay Zekuka. Then Shimon's wife died, so Reuven's wife became Mutter again. So she was Mutter originally, then she became Masa, then she's Mutter again. L'chura, according to Rav, Tachsala Teirishin's Rav, Amnuna told Rav, you can't tell me that Pshan and Rav in our Mishnah is, because the only time you say Nesra is if she was Asim B'Shas Tefilo, but if she was Mutter B'Shas Tefilo, then there's no problem, because I have a Mufur Shabrai, so that's not that way. A bomb cash, Rav Amnuna asked Rav. So the Gemara says, when Rav heard the kasha ishtik, he was quiet. Busted enough, and he walked away. After he left, Omar, he chopped himself. He says, I don't know why I was quiet. I had such a good teretz, I could have said. Some have the gersa, Amayloi Amri law. Why didn't I tell Rav Hamnuna, Rav Elazi, I should have said it's true, there's a braisa. And Rav's not in accord with that braisa. But you know why? Because Rav held that braisa is going according to Rav Elazi. So who's Rav Elazi? The Omar who said, Kivin Sha'am da Olav Sha'achas Be'isr, Nesra Olav Oilamas. That if Yavam is asa for 1 second Be'isr, she becomes asa forever. Now that doesn't sound like Rav Elazi, but that sounds like we're stating the obvious halach of Nesra. Rashi explains that really what Rava was referring to is Ashita's Rabbi Lazar later in the Masechta, Daf Kuf Ches and Perik Beishamai, where Rabbi Lazar says a very big Chiddush in Nesra. Now we're not going to go into the case so much and into the lumdus of the case, although there's a lot of lumdus here, but just the words as it relates to what we do are, Rabbi Lazar says that if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven was married to his wife, divorced her, he was Machzik Rishasai, then the second time he was married to the same woman, he died, left over no children. So Halach is Shimon has no mitzvah of Yibum. And the reason is Nesra. Now what's the Nesra? When Reuven died, the Yavama was Mutter for Shimon to be Miyab. It's because there was a time that Reuven's wife was Mutter to the world, but Aser to Shimon. When she was divorced, so she was allowed to marry anyone that she wanted, but not Shimon, because she was an Achiz Gurusha, which she was an Eshes Ach, through Gerishin, which is a regular Eishasach, and as a result, she was Aser. Rabbi Loza holds that's enough to constitute Nesra. Meaning, usually you think of Nesra as a woman that was Aser in the Nefilas Yibum. Rabbi Loza holds that even if she was never Nesra in the Nefilas Yibum, but she was Mutter to the world, but Nesra to Shimon because of the Eishasach during that Kufa of Gerishin, that would be enough to say Nesra. So Rava said that Rav must have held that Rabbi Loza is the greatest machmer in the world of Nesra. And it's true that you have then a braisa that says Hutra v'Nesra v'chaz v'Hutra, still there's going to be Nesra. That's probably going according to Rabbi Lazar, who's the big machmer. He's very frum in the world of Nesra. But I myself hold, not like Rabbi Lazar, Chamon don't agree with that Rabbi Lazar Shito, and therefore I paskin that Hutra v'Nesra v'chaz v'Hutra, tachsa l'tei rishin. So after Rav Hamnuna stumped Rava from this braisa, Rava chapped himself. He says, why didn't I give him such a good answer? Then Rava said, you know something? I don't know if that's a good teretz anyways, because even though Rabbi Lazar is a machmer in the world of Nesra, but he's machmer in a case where the woman was never mutter. But if she's Mutter B'Shas Nefilo, did he ever say it? Meaning, it's true, you see Rabbi Lazar holds of the halach of Nesra, but this Rabbi Lazar, and he's a machmer in the world of Nesra, but he's only machmer in the world of Nesra where she was Nesra L'Chatchila. The first time she became Mutter, when she was divorced, again, we're using the word Mutter loosely here, but the first time she became Mutter, when she got divorced, she was Aser already to Shimon. So there was never a Hutra v'Nesra, but it could be the case of Hutra v'Nesra, maybe Rabbi Loza is not going to be Machmer. Meaning, they're both Chumras in the world of Nesra. Rabbi Loza's Chiddush is a Chumr in Nesra, and to say that you say Nesra even where it's Hutra v'Nesra is also Chumr in Nesra. But Rava realized that the Stam saying the Velta right, that because Rav Elazar was Machmehir, it means it would be Machmehir, Mechateisa is a Rav for his head Charot. Why didn't I tell this Rav Amnuno? And then he realized, it's not Muchet, that was such a good Tushdal anyways, so you know what, maybe it's better I didn't tell it him. The Gemara says, Hadar Amar, then he came around and he said, you know something? In. I realized that no, because I happen to remember now that it's a Mefurish Abraiso, that Rabbi Elazar, who's Machmer in the world of Nesra, as it relates to the case where a man divorced his wife and then he married her again, he's Machmer even in the case of Hutra and Nesra. How do I know the Batanya? It's a Mefurish Abraiso says, Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Elazar says, Mesa Yevimtoi, Mutebe Ishtoi, and Mesa Ishtoi, Oisi Yevama, Chayletzes, Veloy Mis Yabemes. He said Mefurish did the Tana Rabbi Elazar. Then Mesa Ishtoi, if Shimon's wife died, this is the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, then the halacha would be he has to do chalitza to Reuven's wife, because you would say Nesra, aye, she was mutter before Shimon was Mekadesh, her sister. This is mamish the sheet of Shmuel and Ravasi. And who said it? Rabbi Elazar said it. Oh, so Rav is going to tell you. I know Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree with me. Rabbi Elazar is a grace of Machmer Nesra. He's Machmer in Perek Beshamay in Nesra. He'll be Machmer over here. It's not a kasha on me, this price, because that price is going according to Rabbi Elazar. Zok demar, lemish Shmuel Ravasi, damik Rabbi Elazar. Do you have to say that Shmuel and Ravasi are going like Rabbi Elazar? Meaning we're saying Rav is going to say, I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Is it muchachto that Shmuel and Ravasi that were Machmer, they hold like Rabbi Elazar and Perek Beshamay, is it mutually exclusive that these two halachas in Nesra go hand in hand? So if you're machmer in one, you're machmer in the other, you're making one, you're making the other. So specifically, if Shmuel Ravasi hold that you say Nesra even where it was Hutra v'Nesra, that means you would say Nesra Rabbi Elazar's case, the Gemara says an obvious distinction. You can say the Shmuel Ravasi hold like the Rabbanon, I can come with the Rabbanon, led Rabbi Elazar, because although the Rabbanon, I go to Rabbi Elazar, that's because in that case, really, it's a big chiddush to Nesra, like we spoke out. Because as soon as Reuven died and left over no children, she was mutter. Where was the Nesra? When he had divorced her, the Rabbanon hold that's not a Nesra. It's a chiddush. How Rabbi Elazar could hold that's a Nesra? Again, Tully and Ray that we're not getting into. Aval Hoch over here, the Itzer. But over here, where the Yavama was Aser, even though she was Mutter first, I feel the Rabbanu Maida, could be the Rabbanu would be Maida. So the Gemara says that really this halacha of Shmuel Ravasi, that they hold you say Nesra, even where it was Hutchev and Nesra, then in the time has nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar Shito in Perek Beishame. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. So the Mishnah now is going to shift gears, and really the Dafin are going to shift gears, and we're going to discuss the halacha of Havchon. So the halacha of Havchon we've seen already. We're just going to make a scholar on this part of the Daf now. We'll pick it up Metz Shem in the coming days. But the concept of Havchon is that once a woman is married, she's not going to marry somebody else until 3 months pass. And the Maskonos HaGemara, although we're not going to see it today, but the Maskonos HaGemara is going to be based on an idea that if a woman would be married to two men within a three-month period, in the event that she was pregnant and had a child, there would be a suffix potentially who the father of the child is. Is the child a Ben Tesla Rishon, a Ben Zion the Achron? And there's an idea, it's learned from a pasuk in the Torah, that we have to be very, very clear so that we can delineate Yichus. And it's for that reason, once a woman is married, she's not allowed to marry another man within a three-month period. Now, we saw earlier in the Masechta, what about a Ketana? We can't have a child anyways. What about a Mu'uberes? What if it was only a Maisuz Nos? So this came up on the last Amid of Perek Arba Achen. Right now, we're going to get into it a little bit. This is really the Ikar Sugi. Again, we're just going to make a Haschal. First, the Mishnah. Hayavama. O Yavama. Regular Yavam, loy tach loy tzvelay tesiyavim kentu chalitzor yibam at sheyesh al soyish chadashim till 3 months pass. V'chein kol shara nashim is true for all women. Loy yisarisu, they're not allowed to have erisim, loy yinasu, they're not allowed to have nesuin at sheyulam soyish chadashim till 3 months pass. Echa besula, it doesn't matter if this woman's a besula, vach bulus, if she's a bula. Achas echa grusha, it doesn't matter if the way her original marriage was terminated was through gerishin, vach almanus, or she was an almana from her previous marriage. Echa nesuois, vach daruois, arusois, doesn't matter if she had nesuin in her first marriage or if she had erisin in her first marriage. Pudem Rebuda says, and nesuois yisarisu. So if a woman, even if she had nesuin in her first marriage, if she wants to have erisin, she can have it. V'harusa is yinasu. And if she only had erisin in her first marriage, now she could even do nesuin. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the whole point of havchana? What's the point of waiting 3 months to be mafchim bein zera lezera? Well, if all she's doing is erisin now, so there's anyways not going to be any zera. Because erisin, there's no heter bia. Or if all she had was erisin in her previous marriage, so there was no zera in the previous marriage. So the whole issue is when you have to be mafchim between nesuin and nesuin. But if you're being mafchim between nesuin and erisin, it's not going to be an issue. Chutz, the only time this is different, Rabbi Yehuda said, is min arusos of Yehuda. The arusos in the region of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, the b'nei shalibei gaspa, because over there was a certain libei gaspa between the the Arus and the Arusa. Rashi quotes the Gemara Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, and the Sugis of Psula Nisus. But the bottom line is, over there was a Liba Gaspa, so there was a concern that even though all there was Erisin, maybe it led to a beer. But ordinarily, you never chayish that Yidin would engage in beer when all there was Erisin. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you be Mafchim Bein Nesuin, Le Nesuin, yeah, but Bein Nesuin, Le Erisin, Bein Erisin, Le Suin, it's not going to be an issue. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Anoshim Yisarsu, all women right away are allowed to do Erisin, Chutzman Almana, with the exception of an Almana Mepnei Evil. She has to wait 30 days, nothing to do with Avchana. She, Pashat, has to wait because of Erisin. So again, because of Avelis. So this Mishnah is the Mekartel Halacha of Avchana. But like we mentioned, the Gemara is going to get to Avchana first in tomorrow's daf. In real time, the Gemara is going to try to understand these Halachas. So the Mishnah said, Hayavama loy tachloitz, v'loy tisyabim, atchiyesh loshloish chadashim. Hayavama is now do Yivu, now do Chalitza, until 3 months pass. And again, we know the reason. It's related to Avchana. But for now, let's make believe we don't know any reasons. Zok to Gemara. Bishlam elay tesiyabim. Bishlam, I understand why the Mishnah would say you're not allowed to do yibum until 3 months pass. Shem leyiav lad ben kayoma. Because we're afraid that maybe, although right now it seems that Reuven died and left over no children, but maybe his wife was a muberes. Maybe she was pregnant. And maybe she's going to give birth to a child. And the child is going to be a ben kayoma, which would be a gloy milsalim afreya, that Reuven's wife never really was a yavam. And if that's the case, she's an Eishas Ach Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah. And if that's the case, if the Yavam would do Yibam Kabbalah B'Yisr Eishas Ach De'Raisa, it comes out he's doing Eishas Ach De'Raisa. That's a very big problem. And as a result, you have to wait 3 months to confirm that she's a Yavama, to confirm that there's a Heter Eishas Ach. So the Gemara says, I understand very clearly why you can't do Yibam for 3 months. Elo Loitach Loitz. But you can't do Chalitza, Amai. Why not? Why can't you do Chalitza? So the Gemara says, I have an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah might be? We'll speak it outside first. Maybe the reason is because we're afraid that what will happen if she turns out to be a Mu'uberes, however, she miscarries the child. So that Igloi Muslim afraid that really she was a Yavam. If you're going to do Chalitza now, you're going to assume the Chalitza was a good Chalitza. Why not? But the truth is, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether Chalitza is a good Chalitza. The first Sugi in Perek HaChoyletz. Rish Lakish holds, HaChoyletz Namu'uberes is not a good Chalitza. If that's the case, there's a chashash that people will think it's a good chalitza, where lefio emes, it's not a good chalitza, and you're going to be mata this yuvama with an improper chalitza. So maybe the reason you can't do chalitza within 3 months is because of a chashash that the child will not be a ben kayama. I mean, you can't do yibum because maybe she's pregnant, the child will be a ben kayama, it's an eshes ach shalei b'makom mitzvah. You can't do chalitza because maybe she's pregnant, the child will not be a ben kayama, and it's going to come out as a chalitza smuberes, which is loishma chalitza. But that would only make sense if you hold like Rish Lakish, that chalitza smuberes is loishma chalitza. So the Gemara says, Leimit yavit tufti Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, is this Mishnah Raya not like Rabbi Yochanan, chalitza smuberes, shmei chalitza? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. So Gemara says maybe. For lav miyoy svinul Rabbi Yochanan chadazem. We anyway said two after the Rabbi Yochanan. Right? This is one of the three exceptions to the rule. This is one of the three times that we pass like Rish Lakish. So under Rabbi, maybe it is a two after. The Gemara says lemon miha nami tiavi two after. Is this also a two after? Rashi says lemay nafkimino. The imet tarzna kamaitza tekem hach. Right? It's always good to have an extra tiufta, to have an insurance tiufta. Like this, if something happens to the first tiufta, so you can always pull out the backup. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, it's not muchach. Because hocha hanya taimu. I can tell you that lo'olam over here, the reason not supposed to do chalitza is for a different reason. Because shema yehev lad ben kayam. Not because maybe she's a muberes and the child is going to miscarry. Pumfaket. Maybe she's a muberes and the child is going to be a ben kayam. Now, if the child is going to be a ben kayam, it's going to come out the chalitza wasn't a chalitza. Now, if the chalitza is not a chalitza, we're going to have to make a ram call. We're going to have to spread the word. You know why? Because the chalitza is also to a kayam. Turns out this chalitza wasn't a chalitza because she was never a yavama. We're going to have to spread word to the Kehanim that they should know that she's really not a chalutza. So Mar says, okay, and that's a problem, right? Why? So do that. The Mar says, no. Maybe there are people that will be aware of the chalitza, and they won't be aware of the hachraza that said that the chalitza wasn't a real chalitza, and they're going to disqualify her from Kehanim, and we don't want to take a woman that otherwise is allowed to marry a Kohen and make her disqualified from marrying a Kohen. Fascinating idea. I am very shaynim, but the point is that the reason we don't want her to do chalitza is because there's a chance that chalitza won't be a chalitza. People will think it is a chalitza, and she's going to end up being asa to Kehanim, thinking she's a chalitza, when really she's not a chalitza, because it wasn't a halakha chalitza. And really, she's muta to kayana. But the Gemara asks a nice follow-up. Teinach almana, grusha mayikulameimar. Every yavama is an almana. Some almanas could also have been a grusha from a previous marriage. Now, if this yavama was an almana was a grusha from a previous marriage, comes that she's anyways also to a kain. So if she's anyways also to a kain, so there's no chiddish in her being asa to the kohen machmas the chalitza. So it comes that the chalitza is not messing her up to a kohen. It's not changing anything in terms of her ability to marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, if she was anyways a grusha ma'ikel meimer, why can you do chalitza toichim l'chadashim? So the Gemara says, it's a different reason. The reason is because the halacha is an amana is allowed to be supported by her husband's estate for 3 months after she becomes almana. The reason is because she can't get married for those 3 months. It means that she can't get married for those 3 months. How is she going to be supported? So she's supported by the estate of her husband. The halacha is that if Yevama does chalitza, at that point, she is no longer supported by her husband's estate. So the Gemara says, maybe that's why we wait 3 months. Because if she's going to get chalitza during the 3 months, she's going to lose the support she would have gotten. And as a result, she's going to lose that mezuzah. So once 3 months pass, that's the appropriate time to do chalitza. Because anyways, at that point, she loses. But during the 3 months, where she's entitled to mezuzahs from her husband's estate, we tell her, don't do chalitza, because we don't want her to starve. But the Gemara says, teinach nesuah, that would all be good if she was an almana mina nesuah, because the nesuah is entitled to mezainis while she's married, and additionally when she becomes almana for 3 months. But an arusa is never entitled. So if that's the case, this won't work for an arusa. So afraid the Gemara, arusa grusha mayikalamemer, an arusa, that's also a grusha mayikalamemer. Meaning, I could hear maybe why you want to argue don't do chalitza for the first 3 months. Why do you want to do chalitza for the first 3 months? Because maybe if you're going to do chalitza for the first 3 months, people are going to think that she's a chalutza. It's possible that it'll be Igloy Milson, I'm afraid, that she never really was a chalutza, because maybe she'll end up being Mubar, she's going to have a child. And as a result, we're going to have to disqualify her from marrying a kohen, where really she was allowed to marry a kohen. But the Gemara says that that is only going to make sense in certain cases. But if she's an arusa, or even if she's an asua grusha, my ikala meimar, so the Gemara says, must be the reason is something else, and we're going to pick up on that other reason, Mietz Hashem, tomorrow.